and then they'll actually go to mining for gold, and that's where we'll have a couple Disney characters pop out and engage in panning for gold with the families.
Disney Comes to Skagway, Part 2, and the Skagway Panther Boys Basketball Preview. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Burn Power. Those stories and more coming up. During the summer of 2011, the Disney Cruise Lines will be coming to Alaska for the first time in the company's history. The Disney Wonder will be making 18 trips out of Vancouver with stops at Ketchikan, Juneau, and Skagway. The demographics of the Disney Line are unusual for Alaskan waters, with anywhere between 800 to 1,100 children under 18 on every cruise. Besides having an entire deck of the Wonder dedicated to Disney-themed events and activities, the Disney themes will continue to some of the experiences on shore as well. To answer the question of what do you do with 1,000 kids on the streets of Skagway, we spoke with Disney Cruise's Public Relations Director, Jason Lasecki.
What we try to do is, you know, obviously we work with a lot of the local tour operators at our ports of call to, the activities in Alaska are already phenomenal. So we look at ways that we can differentiate and, you know, have a Disney spin on things, if you will. And, you know, obviously focusing on kids and families. So in Lyersville, what we've worked with the operator there on is creating an experience that really is a very family-focused experience where the guests will come to Lyersville. They'll put on a puppet show, which they don't currently do a puppet show at Lyersville, but they're working on a special puppet show just for Disney Cruise Line guests. Then they'll actually go through a scavenger hunt type experience there in Lyersville where they'll try to put all the pieces together that you would need in order to go on a gold mine expedition. And then they'll actually go to mining for gold, and that's where we'll have a couple Disney characters pop out and engage in panning for gold with the families. And then they'll stick around, the characters will stick around for photo opportunities. The families will be able to, you know, toast marshmallows and, you know, make s'mores and then go for a great salmon bake.
Besides adding Disney themes to special shows at Lyersville, a tent city outside of downtown Skagway, the Disney Cruise Lines have also made unique arrangements with the popular White Pass Railroad.
Also, one other thing that we're looking at for Skagway that's specifically focused on kids is on the White Pass Rail, we're talking about having a car set up that is specifically just for kids. So as the trek goes in one direction, you know, the families will stay together. On the return journey, what we're talking about having is the kids go to their special car and have, you know, entertainers in there that will do sing-alongs with the kids, you know, tell stories to the kids, engage the kids in activities like, you know, bingo as they're going back down the track. So a lot of opportunities for the kids to have some fun on their own, allowing the parents to, you know, maybe have a little bit of time to relax on their own, maybe have a glass of champagne, you know, because as parents, and I've got two kids under the age of four myself, you know, having those little bit of time to, you know, have that interaction with your spouse without your kids there is also nice, a nice moment as well.
So does that mean that tourists and locals will be bumping into Mickey or Goofy on the streets of Skagway?
We look for opportunities with the characters where they kind of fit into the story or fit into the theme. And that's where in Lyersville it fits into the theme of, you know, panning for gold, because we do have some characters that are more kind of rustic, if you will, or more outdoorsy. So that's where they kind of play into that whole Lyersville experience. But they won't be, you know, just kind of meandering through the city streets.
More importantly, will Disney encourage their passengers to sample the other non-Disney themed tours?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we'll have a wide collection of port adventure options, you know, for our guests to pick and choose from. And that is the great thing about Alaska as a destination. I mean, it is a fairly mature cruise destination. You know, ships have been calling to Alaska for a number of years. So the shore offerings are phenomenal. So, you know, you really do have the pick of the litter when you come to Alaska when it comes to, you know, adventures ashore.
We also asked if there was any possibility of Disney-themed stores perhaps showing up in Skagway or Juneau.
I mean, that's a little bit outside of, you know, the realm of Disney Cruise Line to kind of, you know, comment on. You know, I mean, that would be a larger corporate decision outside of, you know, just the cruise industry.
And so Disney's Wonder leaves Vancouver May 3rd for once-a-week trips through the end of August, and Lasecki explains just how eager they are to finally get here.
we are super excited about coming to Alaska. I mean, it's a destination that our guests have asked. I mean, we take a poll at the end of every cruise, and, you know, one of the things we ask our guests is what destination would they like to sail, you know, to next with Disney Cruise Line. And, you know, Alaska is always, you know, near or at the top of that list. So we're really, really excited about bringing the ship to Alaska. And I know our guests are really excited about going to Alaska with Disney Cruise Line.
For some of you, this is going to be good news. And for some of you, this is going to be sad news. After 25 years in business, the downtown McDonald's in Juneau is closing. Casey Kelly in Juneau has the story.
McDonald's has been an institution in downtown Juneau since 1986. Customers like Norman Sarabia say they'll miss it.
For about a year and a half, I've been unemployed, and I always came here in the mornings, first thing in the morning at 8 o'clock, and then I'd get the newspaper and look for jobs in the lawn ads. Then I'd go out to job service.
Sarabia says he'd always order a cup of coffee and sometimes breakfast. He liked McDonald's convenience and affordability.
I live by myself, so, and I am a bachelor, so.
But more than the food, he says he'll miss the people he used to see every day.
A lot of times I run into some of my old coworkers, and then they give me tips on other job openings, too, here while I'm getting their coffee and headed to work. Other job openings would come open in their office, and they'd let me know, and I'd put in an application.
Sarabia starts a new job with the state next month and says he'll have to find a new place to get breakfast downtown. Another customer, Aaron Link, says it'll be hard to find someplace like McDonald's.
There's not a lot of options, you know, for breakfast food downtown once this place closes. I guess you get the Baranoff and Sandpiper, maybe?
Rumors have been swirling around town for a couple months about the reasons behind the closure. Small signs on the entrances simply thank customers for their support and say employees will continue working at the Mendenhall Valley location. Mike White, co-owner of both Juneau locations as well as McDonald's in Sitka and Ketchikan, did not return phone calls and emails seeking comment. Daniel Glidman is a real estate agent for Goldstein Properties, which owns the building that houses the downtown McDonald's.
The short story is they make money in the summer and lose money in the winter.
Glidman wasn't privy to the owner's internal discussions about whether or not to stay in business downtown, but he suspects it had something to do with a desire to have another drive-through location.
McDonald's is driven by the drive-through. I know that, leaving percentages out, a vast majority of their Valley business is done through the drive-through, and they've been looking for a drive-through, and finding one downtown is difficult.
Glidman has heard the rumor that McDonald's is leaving downtown because it can't afford the rent anymore.
Couldn't be further from the truth. They never even asked us for a rent decrease. We approached them saying, you know, we would be interested in keeping them, and if changing the rent structure would make a difference, we'd be happy to talk about it, and they said it really wouldn't. So rent was not a factor in their determination.
Glidman says Pyramid Beads, which moves into McDonald's space in February, will be paying comparable rent. McDonald's last day is New Year's Eve. The store closes at 5. In Juneau, I'm Casey Kelly.
It's part 3 of our Upperland Canal High School basketball preview. This time, KHNS goes to Skagway to talk with boys coach Chris Wassman about the Panthers. We asked Chris how the team was shaping up this year.
The boys look great. I've been practicing now with them for almost a month on their own initiative. Throughout the whole summer, they got together from 5 o'clock to 8 o'clock every morning of the week, and they did plyometrics and weightlifting. So when I had them all, you know, come to the court a month ago, which I hadn't seen them in 9 months, there was actually a lot of progress that happened in the off season. So I'm real happy with the way we look right at this point. We've got some speed. With the seniors, John Dolan and J.R. Madden, we've got an inside game, which we haven't had in the past couple of years. So we've got some big men in Nick Ackerman and Bryce Jones and Devin Fairbanks. We have a junior right at this point who sprained his ankle, and he'll be out for a couple of weeks. But he's one of our top defenders in Danny Moore, and in the alumni game, he was our high scorer. We have nine returning from last year. Sam Madden is a senior that is returning. We also have Eric Cochran and Casey Mayo, sophomores. And then we've got a freshman, only one freshman this year, but it's, Zach Wassman, and he's earned a starting position and is hitting a high percentage of his shots, is also really fast. So I'm feeling really good about the chemistry. These guys have gotten together and they've worked out. You know, they did some work in the off season, and now I have them, and we're, you know, in the first month, but we're putting our game plan together and been going through a few things and bringing things in and, you know, kind of in with the new and out with the old, finding what's working for us. But I believe I have a great chemistry in these guys, and I expect them to do very, very well.
Coach Wassman tells us about January's tournaments.
I believe the Don Hatter tournament, I believe it's the 6th, 7th, and 8th. And I believe Porter Creek, and some White Horse teams coming down, and two conference games, and that's going to be the 10th and 11th, and that's with Klawock. That is at home. And then we play Heidelberg home with Heidelberg. Then we go to Hoonah the 21st and 22nd of January.
Listen to KHNS tomorrow for the conclusion to our basketball preview as we go to Haines for the Glacier Bears boys team. This is Byrne Power for KHNS News. Tara Bicknell returns from her well-deserved vacation next week.